Molly, tomorrow begins the new season of Wakeboarding SA. This is happening at White Sands. It's going to be a pretty special event for the wakeboarding community. Lost someone very special recently. Let's turn and speak to the president of Wakeboard SA, Daniela Lambert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show, Daniela. We had one of our listeners reach out and let us know that this event was happening and obviously informed us as well about the very tragic passing of Hamish O'Callaghan, who was a rising star. So there's going to be heaps of stuff happening at the competition tomorrow. There's going to be raffles, memorial packs, and there's also going to be some money raised for a development camp, which Hamish was planning for summer this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So Hamish was a pretty crucial member of our club. Mm-hmm. He was only 17, but basically his focus and passion was to help the kids at a younger age. And those that are beginning out, he was one of those kids once. He started wakeboarding when he was 9. I was one of the first people to ever coach him and was fortunate enough to watch him flourish and become the most amazing wakeboarder that Australia has produced, basically. And through the entire winter, all he could talk about was a camp and 2 days and coaching and having kids do not only some wakeboarding but get some yoga and some fitness and teaching them not just about being a good rider on the water but being a good rider off the water, mm-hmm. which Hamish 110% was that. He was the kid that every parent wanted their kid to grow up to be.
Yeah.
That's so touching.
I think to lose a presence like that in the community really can rock. But what is particularly inspiring here, Daniela, is the fact that the community is really rallying around and trying to use this tragedy and turn it into a positive. The fundraising you guys are doing is going to a number of different directions.
Yeah. So basically, obviously, I mean, Hamish was 17. He was 4 weeks shy of his 18th birthday.
Wow.
Not yet an adult, still really a kid. So he touched many lives, adults and little kids on their own. So our biggest thing is to make sure that we are supporting not only adult side of mental health, mm-hmm. but also youth. The Sebastian Foundation used their money to go to a program which basically puts not psychiatrists and such into schools, but more so getting people with real life experiences and kids with real life experiences to go out and speak to the youth about what they've gone through and how they've dealt with it and gotten through it. So that's sort of our focus with the youth side of things, because we don't want to see this happen again.
Sure.
And then the adult side, obviously, Black Dog Institute, who are huge in raising money on the and looking to the medical side of things. Mm-hmm. Quite a number of our members are huge supporters of them. One of my head judge, Colin Boss, just did the mullet for Mental Health Month and raised an exorbitant amount of money and huge effort to him for that. And that sort of him doing that sort of sparked, well, maybe they're the people we want to be supporting as well because of what they do. So we're trying to cover all bases, and then obviously we're going to raise money to be able to put on this development camp that Hamish really wanted to make happen this summer.
Yeah, which is so beautiful that there'll be, you know, a new generation of kids that are going to be out wakeboarding and obviously, you know, living on in Hamish's memory as well. And gosh, what a touching story it all is. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is None of Your Beeswax Skate Co. They're going to be selling some shirts tomorrow and all proceeds also go towards those two foundations. How did that company become involved with all this?
So the founder of that company is not quite an adult. He's nearly 14 years old.
Oh,
incredible.
And young Hayden and his friend started that business, and with the support of their parents, obviously, they've created quite a great lineup of clothing. But Hayden was pretty close to Hamish. Mm-hmm. Hamish would go and stay at their shack and wakeboard with them on a quite regular basis. And this is, in Hayden's words, his way of giving back and helping to try and raise the awareness, and hopefully it'll create the discussion and people don't feel as though they can't talk about problems that they're going through. And I have a big admiration for what Hayden's done, and 100% people need to get behind him and grab a shirt off of him, because, like I said, all those proceeds going straight to mental health and those charities that we're raising money for, I think are two very strong charities who in the future will hopefully have a big influence on getting this in the butt, basically, because we lose way too many young kids and adults at the same time to suicide.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredibly heavy but also, I'm sure, cathartic round of Wakeboard SA. Round one, it begins tomorrow. It's at White Sands Riverfront Caravan Park in White Sands. If you want to get in touch with Wakeboard South Australia, you can do it in a number of ways. You can get onto their Facebook page, Wakeboard South Australia, or you can make donations to these funds by contacting Daniella herself, president@wakeboardsa.com.au.
And we just want to say as well, if this conversation was at all triggering to you or someone you know, you can always reach out to some of the amazing support networks that are out there. Beyond Blue is 1300 224 636, and of course Lifeline is 13 11 14. Daniella, we thank you so much for coming on our show this morning and sharing all of this with us. We really appreciate it.
Much appreciated, guys.